Ya şu anda
Today is technically Tainis Esther. We fasted already yesterday because the halacha is that we usually don't fast on Fridays. Because just like you're not supposed to eat too much on Friday to come into Shabbos with an appetite, so you're not supposed to fast on Friday. You shouldn't be very hungry to come into Shabbos. So you shouldn't be too full or too hungry. So we already fasted yesterday. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah quotes that if somebody had a bris and ate yesterday, he should fast today. The Taz says, no, you don't fast today even if you ate yesterday, only if the fast falls out on Friday. The only fast we have that falls out on Friday is Asara Batavis. And normally, after the fast, so everyone eats because you're hungry. And there's an Indian, the Bach quotes, that Suda's Purim is in the daytime. But there's still an Indian to have a Suda at the night before, just like we read the Megillah at night, and then we read in the day. So the Bach from the Mordechai says you should have a small Suda at the night, and also eat in the day. But the Iker Suda is in the daytime, and we should try to eat most of the Suda in the day. And this is the first time I've heard that we're changing the clock in the middle of Purim. I don't know, someone said to me it never happened before. So the day is longer, so you can finish the Suda, or most of the main part of the Suda during the day. Some hold have a minute to eat into the night as well. The Vilna Gaon stopped at Shkia, he didn't, and then he went back to his learning. But the Iker is that we should try to have, even though this Motzei Shabbos we're not going to be hungry because we had Shabbos food, still you should eat a little Suda at night, like the Bach says. But the main Suda is in the day, and we should try to have most of that Suda in the daytime before Shkia.